Vision or integrity, which is more important? Let's talk about that on Innovo Radio.
Welcome to Innovo Radio, your place to gather insight and wisdom for creating healthy organizations. Discover how to uncover defects in your organization and find ways to be a powerful force of change for your organization. Here's your host, David Phillips.
I was listening to somebody talk the other day on a podcast, and they said something that was really intriguing to me, and so I just made a few notes, wanted to talk with you about this this idea of clarity or vision versus integrity. The person said this: we value integrity, but we follow clarity. And by clarity, he was specifically talking about vision. He said, we follow those who are clear about what the future looks like, and that clarity trumps integrity every time. And one of the examples that he gave was Adolf Hitler. Here was a man who was very clear about his vision for Nazi Germany. And yet he was, as we know, a scoundrel. And this person was using the current political environment to have a discussion about this. He noted that the presumptive presidential nominees from each party were the least trusted presidential candidates in modern history. And that says something, you know? It says something when the American political system votes for people that they do not feel are trustworthy. And so the conclusion is that each candidate, the two candidates, had the clearer vision. They were more clear about what they were communicating, more clear about what they were trying to say, more clear about their intentions for the country than the other candidates. And this person noted that Donald Trump has had one campaign slogan from the very beginning: make America great again. It's clear, it's concise, it's to the point. Everybody has their own interpretation of what that means. But it is easy to remember. It's portable. You can take that wherever. Hillary Clinton has had four campaign slogans. Bernie Sanders had four. Ted Cruz has had four. And so there's something to be said about clarity. There's something to be said about integrity as well. Specifically in terms of the presidential race in the U.S., I kind of did some word association or some thoughts just about each of those two. And so I want to give you a word list that I came up with, the concept of clarity or vision. So for clarity, I just wrote down some words: vision, communication, the show, a production, theater, drama, and entertainment. That's what I see or what I sense when I think about specifically the presidential race in the U.S. right now and what it has become. It's become a show. It's become a production. And vision can be a production. It can be visual, it can be oral, it can be so many different things, and it can become a production. If you recall the 2008 Democratic National Convention, President Obama accepted the nomination in front of Greek columns, which said something about how he understood his role or how the Democratic National Convention understood what was about to happen. It was almost a coronation of sort. So let's do a similar wordplay on or word association with integrity, credibility, transparency, openness, and character. So those are things that we think about when we think about integrity. So the question is, do we follow a vision or do we follow a person? Is it clarity of vision or integrity of the person? That's a great question. And I think in contemporary America, I think that the person who made that statement was right. I think that we follow vision over the person. And let me just give you a few thoughts about that. Clarity or vision in a contemporary implementation, clarity is soundbite TV. It's content for the masses and for time-starved people. It is full of drama. And these days, people love drama. We tune into it. We like the drama of professional wrestling. We like the drama of UFC. We like the drama of Real Housewives. We like the drama of Below Deck and Southern Charm and the Bravo Channel. We like that. People will forgive someone who is clear, but they will not necessarily follow someone who doesn't have a clear vision. So if vision is the driver, and I've said in a previous podcast that in my opinion, the two biggest drivers in change in leadership are communication and credibility. So this kind of ties in exactly with that. The communication of the vision, the credibility of the person. And so if that's the case, if vision is primary, credibility is secondary. If people follow vision, not a person, then real leadership, real effective, authentic, mind-blowing leadership results when you merge quality character with quality communication. When the credibility and the vision are so intertwined and so authentic that people see sees the leader and who they are and what they stand for and accepts them and values their integrity, and that person can communicate a very clear vision of where what's going on and what needs to happen. Real leadership takes place when those two come together. So with that in mind, let's take a minute as well to talk about vision. Vision is the solution to the problem. The vision is a what, not a how. It addresses the solution, not how it's executed. Which is why politicians with great vision, with a clear vision, can move people to vote because vision is what compels, not execution. So vision addresses the solution. Here's a solution, the solution to the problem. What's the problem going on in our country? What's the issues going on in our country? We've got immigration. We've got unemployment. We've got a boatload of other things. What's the solution? We need to make America great again. Now, we've had no explanation of how. We've had no plans really laid out. We've had no policy being discussed. It's really all about, let's make America great again. if you're Donald Trump, or you know, Hillary has her own version of that. It's about answering, finding a solution to the problem. So vision is a solution to the problem. It is a what, not a how. Vision engages the heart. The heart moves people. Vision moves people. And so if you're gonna communicate vision, you have to engage the heart. Emotion moves people. Logic and facts, or attempted logic and attempted facts, don't necessarily move people. In fact, they probably don't move people. But if you want to move a person to act, and move a person to do, and move a person to change behavior, or to give money, or to do something, then you have to engage the heart. Because that's how we're wired. I did my doctoral work in emerging brain research, and one of the things that I came to discover through my dissertation process is that we like to think we're rational human beings when we're really not. What we think of as being rational is really our minds trying to make sense of our emotions. So here's the way the brain works. So when we get an input that comes into the brain, it actually takes off in two different locations. The first location, it goes to the amygdala, which is the emotional center of the brain, and then it goes to the prefrontal cortex. And so it travels in that direction too. But that input gets to the amygdala, to the emotional part of our brain, before it gets to the prefrontal cortex, which is the thinking, rational, decision-making part of the brain. And so we actually feel before we do. We feel before we make a decision. And so that has led scientists and philosophers to really express this idea that we are not rational, objective beings. We are emotional people who try to rationalize our feelings and our emotions. And so that's why you have to engage the heart. That's why vision must engage the heart. And you do that by telling stories, showing videos, showing pictures. That's why testimonials are important. It's moving the heart. So vision is a solution to the problem. Vision, it always engages the heart. Vision is always concise. Excellent vision, excellent communication is always concise, to the point, and portable. So you can condense it down into a saying that is easy to remember and allows for a variety of people to kind of have a concept of what that vision means. And that's important because you want people to grasp that vision or grab hold of that vision and make it their own. And when it's portable and concise and reproducible, when it's not extremely specific, if it's something like Make America Great Again, or that's the only one that pops in my head right now. If we make it that way, then each person who hears the vision, each person can make it their own and determine for themselves what that means. And by engaging the heart, then you draw those people in and they connect with the vision and they're able to say, well, yeah, this is what we can do to make America great again, or this is what we can do to reach people. This is what we can do to cure the Ebola virus. This is what we can do to ease poverty. This is what we can do to make sure people have clean water. Those kinds of things. So vision is an answer to the problem. It engages the heart. It's concise. It's repeatable. It's simple. And now here's the $50,000 question. Will people follow someone with a clear vision and no integrity? Will somebody follow? Will a country, will an organization, will they follow someone with a clear vision but no integrity? Will they follow somebody who has a clear vision but no credibility in actually executing on a vision, or putting in place practices or processes or systems? Will people do that? I think they will. I think we're seeing it right now, even in our current political cycle. We may have seen it in previous political cycles as well. Have we elected a president with no governing or real leadership experience? I'm sure in the history of the United States we have. Have we followed someone in our company that had no real expertise or no real understanding of maybe the industry that we're in or the kind of company we were in. I think that happens all the time. But real leadership, real effective, authentic, moving leadership occurs when people with expertise and integrity have a clear vision and a servant mindset that says, this is what we're going to do. And I'm going to walk with you. We're going to go together. And maybe I'm just a little bit ahead of you. I'm going to pull you with me. I'm going to take you with me. I'm going to serve you and move you into the best that you can be. And I'm going to help you fulfill your fulfill the best for you and make your life better. And by doing that, we're going to move forward. That's real leadership, real authentic leadership. And it's something that we all strive for and we all fail to achieve. But every once in a while, we hit it. We hit it. The creativity, the vision, the authenticity, the transparency, the integrity, the credibility, the vision, the communication all comes together and it just works. And when that happens, it's a beautiful thing. So work hard to come up with a clear and compelling vision, and work hard to be a person of integrity and credibility and expertise. And if you do that, you will lead in a wonderful, authentic way. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to our next episode of Innova Radio.
Thanks for listening in today. And be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode of Powerful Insight. For more up-to-date information and tips to help you on your quest for change, head over to the website at www.wdavidphillips.com and sign up for our newsletter.